Support for KQED Podcasts comes from Star One Credit Union, now offering real-time money movement with Instant Pay. Make transfers and payments instantly between financial institutions. Online or through Star One's mobile app, Star One Credit Union, in your best interest. Take your Wi-Fi further with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. With fast speeds and reliable coverage, home just got even sweeter with the Xfinity 10G network. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary.
From KQED.
Good morning. This is the California Report. I'm Adi Bolaños in San Francisco, and here are your state headlines. Opponents of Proposition 1 are conceding that the state ballot measure aimed at housing Californians with severe mental illness is likely to pass. KQED politics correspondent Guy Marzorati has more.
For a week, Prop 1's fate has hung in the balance with each new batch of election returns. The measure, backed by Governor Newsom, has not officially passed, but its opponents now say it will likely get a majority of votes. That result will allow the state to borrow money and shift existing mental health dollars toward building residential treatment facilities and affordable housing. Critics say the measure is too expensive and will lead to forced treatment and cuts to existing mental health services. For the California Report, I'm Guy Marzorati.
Assemblymember Vince Fong is the top vote-getter in the race to replace Kevin McCarthy. That means he'll advance to the general election in November. But as KVPR's Joshua Yeager reports, a special election for the same seat still needs to be decided a week from now.
Voters in California's 20th district may be feeling deja vu this month. After last Tuesday's primary, voters here are returning to polls. This time, to decide who should serve the remainder of McCarthy's term in Congress.
And that is completely disconnected from the election we just had.
Tom Holyoke is a political science professor at Fresno State and is watching closely.
Because it's so confusing, I imagine that turnout will be exceptionally low.
If Vince Fong wins more than 50% of the vote next week, he'll step down from the assembly and head to Washington. But if no candidate reaches that threshold, another election will take place in May.
So four elections for one seat.
And that's just for District 20. With the possibility of a vacant assembly seat, the whole process could repeat itself later this year. For the California Report, I'm Joshua Yeager in Bakersfield.
When a recruit enters boot camp, the Marine Corps controls virtually all aspects of their life, including, for many, where they bank. An investigation from KPBS in San Diego uncovered how the Marine Corps systematically enrolls thousands of new recruits each year into Oceanside-based Front Wave Credit Union. Reporter Scott Rodd found the credit union reaps millions when young Marines run out of money.
I'm hanging out at Dorothy's military shop in downtown Oceanside, and the place is bustling.
I've been in the Marine Corps for 4 years.
22-year-old Jesse Leonard is a regular at Dorothy's. In fact, he bought a new pair of pants here just the other day. He needed to look crisp and clean ahead of an important meeting.
I had to go to the quarterly promotion board just to see if I'm recommended for promotion.
The good news? Leonard was recommended for sergeant. The bad news? The pants cost him way more than expected. The purchase overdrew his Front Wave Credit Union checking account, resulting in a $20 overdraft fee. By the time Leonard realized what had happened, his checking account was negative nearly $200.
I got into the Marine Corps right after high school. I did not have a lot of life skills that I was taught. I'm trying to be better financially. If I would have known that I was overdrafting my account, I would have switched over to my other card that had the money in it, you know?
For Front Wave, these fees are built into their business. The credit union has more than 120,000 members, and the majority are Marines and their family members. A KPBS investigation found Front Wave has an exclusive agreement with the Marine Corps that funnels recruits into the credit union when they go through boot camp in San Diego. Front Wave then handles their direct deposits during training. And when a young Marine runs out of money, Front Wave profits. The credit union collected nearly $8 million in overdraft fees in 2022, according to the most recent data gathered by the state. That represented 12% of the company's overall revenue that year, which is significantly higher compared to other credit unions in California.
we needed the money that was brought in by their overdraft fees.
This former FrontWave employee agreed to sit down with KPBS, but requested we conceal her identity due to fear of professional consequences for speaking out.
So a lot of times the younger Marines would spend money and not realize how many fees they could rack up. They'd be $300 or $400 in the hole.
The Marine Corps declined multiple interview requests. In an email, a spokesperson said recruits can technically use an existing bank account when they enter boot camp if they bring the right account information. Roughly 21,000 recruits come through boot camp in San Diego every year. The Marine Corps couldn't provide data on exactly how many are directed into FrontWave. But former FrontWave employees told KPBS the systematic signup of Marine recruits was essential for the company.
Without the recruits coming in, I don't know how well the credit union could survive.
FrontWave CEO Bill Burney acknowledges that overdraft fees are an important source of income to the company, but he bristles at any suggestion that FrontWave is taking advantage of Marines.
I'm a retired Marine Sergeant Major. I love Marines. There's no way that we would ever get involved in being predatory when it comes to those people that dedicate their lives to serving our country.
Burney notes that the Marines enrolled in FrontWave are typically younger and lower income. However, he argues the company's overdraft program is a benefit. It allows them to buy essentials if they run out of money before their next payday.
We call it a service. We don't call it a fee. It's not a junk fee. Many people are using this as a bridge.
Yet some experts who study personal finance in the military say FrontWave's overdraft practices may fit a troubling historical pattern. Military service members have long been targeted by payday lenders and unfair banking practices.
A lot of these folks are young. This may be their first checking account. They may not really understand how these things work.
Susan Weinstock is the CEO of the Consumer Federation of America.
We want to see service members treated well. The idea that we would take advantage of them is just painful.
For the California Report, I'm Scott Rodd.
And that is the California Report for Wednesday, March 13th. We're a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Marie Bolaños. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
Support for the California Report comes from the California Healthcare Foundation, Listening to Black Californians, a new study on how the healthcare system undermines the pursuit of good health, on the web at chcf.org/LBCA. The William and Flora Hewlett Foundation, investing in creative thinkers and problem solvers who are working to ensure that people, communities, and the planet can flourish. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose philanthropy works to create a healthy, resilient, secure world for all, on the web at theschmidt.org.
Take your Wi-Fi further with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. With fast speeds and reliable coverage, home just got even sweeter with the Xfinity 10G network. Restrictions apply, not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary.